You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I hope everyone can hear me because I don't actually 100% still know how this works. And, oh yeah, did I already say Dizzy Blonde? Okay, anyway, I'm Roxanne, and I have a few guests with me today. So I'm going to turn on their mics, and they're going to talk, and I'm going to turn it off when I don't want them to talk anymore because I'm afraid that they're going to talk too much. All right, let's see if this works. Was it blue and white?
Okay.
Okay, wait. I need people in the audience to tell me if they can hear. Then everyone introduce yourself and say your favorite color.
I'm Henry. I'm excited to listen to some music today. I'm not going to talk for that long. My favorite color is purple.
And get closer to it.
I'm speaking so close.
My name is Greg. I'm equally as excited to listen to music, but I would say that my favorite color is blue.
Hi, I'm Jill. I'm really excited to be here with Roxanne. My favorite color is red.
All right. Thank you. And so we don't really have any specific things that we're going to talk about today. Does anybody have any ideas they want to shoot out in there? We're going to be playing some music as well, because that's the point of this show.
If you're listening and know Roxanne, text her some questions and we'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Also, shout out to my international listener, Henry, in Singapore. We'll do some Q&A. You can DM me on Instagram at Roxanne Bolin if you don't have my number, but I doubt anybody listening doesn't have my number. Okay, so we're going to play some music, and I hope you enjoyed listening, everyone. This is Dizzy Blonde.
If we'll be friends, and I'll be coming on, but I don't know when. Oh, I was out of line, you're too smart to say. Oh, what's been going on, c'est la vie, what you looking at me?
Playing with us.
Okay, we're back with a little talking. I hope everyone can hear because we have quite a few questions to answer from our listeners. So the first one, and we'll just do a little round robin, starting with Henry. Can you answer? Can you read?
Sometimes I don't like to, but yes, I do.
Okay, Greg?
I am a very proficient reader. I've mastered the skill. What's
the biggest book you've read?
I haven't actually moved on to books yet, but I can read very well.
Do you, Jill?
No, I can't read.
You can't. You cannot read.
I cannot read.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Yep. Next question. We'll start with Jill. How much sand can you eat?
I don't know. I feel like it's different if you ask me how much I would eat.
How much would you eat?
There was an episode of My Strange Addiction where they like ate sand and like they had it in a little salt shaker. Uh-huh. So like if I had to eat sand,
okay,
I would do that. But
would you sprinkle it like,
yeah, like
in your
food.
Mouth?
It feels like
food.
On food.
It feels like you avoided the question.
I did avoid the question. Maybe a handful.
All right, Greg. Okay.
So wait, was the question could
how
you
much
or
sand
you?
Can you eat?
Could you
without eat? Dying? I guess there was no clarification for
yeah,
that
is
question.
It like before my stomach hurts, or is it like?
Dying. Ileana says, hi, Jill.
Dying.
Hi, Ileana.
And Henry.
Okay.
And Greg.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. How much sand can you eat?
I liked Jill's answer. I think I'm going to go with Jill's answer as well. Like, I'm going to avoid the question.
You got weenies?
I will answer this question.
All right.
I will eat enough sand until my body gets too heavy for me to, like, be able to move.
Yeah. I would eat enough sand so I could not have to, like, you know when you're swimming and you're trying to get to the bottom, you have to like hold yourself
like you
to the bottom. I would eat enough sand to like be the weight, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
And you can just sit at the bottom of the pool.
Next question. We'll start with me. What insect would I marry? I know the answer to this immediately. I would marry a ladybug because they're kind of amazing. Yeah. Joe? What insect would you marry?
Come back to me, please.
Yes. Greg?
I think I would definitely avoid spiders. Because I think spiders, don't they, like, eat their husband after...
That's praying mantis.
Oh, praying
mantis. Which is kind of badass, if you ask me.
Okay. So I was going to say praying mantis because not spider. But now I can't say praying mantis.
For sure.
But, yeah. So come back to me as well.
Oh.
I would rather marry a bird than...
Well, bug. We said what bug? You can't... can't go outside the prompt. Sorry.
Probably then a carpenter ant for protection purposes.
Damn.
And just, you know, to build me a home and all that.
Okay.
Provide.
Get that bread, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Greg?
I guess the same logic then. I would marry a spider because then they could, like, build me a nice place with, like, anything.
You could build me with their butt rope?
Yeah. It's very strong butt rope. Like, so I think that would be my answer. I got
one. Jillian?
I would marry a bumblebee.
That is a really good answer. Yeah. I like putting my face really close to the mic.
That's the strongest mic.
I can't do ASMR. Okay. Anyway, next question. We'll start with Greg. Have you ever vaped in the shower?
I have never vaped, like, period.
Awesome.
So, no, I have not vaped in the shower.
I have also not vaped in the shower. I feel like there's a lot going on there, and it would just be damaging towards my lungs and the vape.
All right. Jill?
I have also not vaped in the shower.
I have vaped in the shower.
Can you elaborate?
Yes. So when Henry went on a trip to Iceland, he gave me a vape as a party gift to keep me company. And I was pretty down, pretty lonely. One time I was like, damn, I have to take a shower, but I really want to hit this vape. And I took it to the bathroom with me. It was on the toilet seat. I just reached in and grabbed it. And then I hit it. What else was I supposed to do? Not?
Fair enough.
Anyway, next question. Favorite Oscar Mayer sandwich meat?
Bologna.
A little quick.
Yeah, the bologna, especially when it's in a Lunchable.
Yeah.
With cheese and crackers.
But you can't think too much about what's in bologna, because then it'll grow.
What's in bologna?
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
Greg?
I would also say bologna, but I think that's just because, like, I've seen the Oscar Mayer commercials about, like, bologna being their thing.
How does it go?
we'll cue it as a song. I don't want to sing it.
All right. I would say I don't really eat lunch meat, but chicken, maybe turkey. I don't like ham or bologna. And then the last question we have is, were you an extra in Transformers 4? And what extra were you?
I could have been. I'm not sure if I was, but I guess I would just be a pedestrian.
Greg?
I was actually Optimus Prime's voice. I don't know if you can tell the difference.
That's
over
right.
The radio.
That's right. I recognize you from somewhere.
But yeah, they used my body frame to build the Optimus Prime.
They used your physique?
Yeah, it was my physique was the inspiration for Optimus Prime. So.
Yeah, I can't top that. I would also be a pedestrian, I guess.
All right. I think I was a car mechanic who was working on one of them when they, transformed.
I thought I saw that.
All right. Send in your questions. We're going to go back to music.
More music.
Thank you, everyone.
Stand in on the edge of disaster.
Hello again. So this time around, we're going to be doing our High Low and Buffalo for the week. So Jill, why don't you start? Just go first.
Okay. So my low of the week, I'll start with the low of the week. My low of the week was that I took an exam and also got an exam grade back. They did not go well. My high of the week was that it was me and my girlfriend 7 months.
Shout out Nora if you're listening. Congratulations. My mother.
Yes.
My love.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Anyway, so my Buffalo of the week, something weird that happened. This has been happening to me for like 2 years now. I'll be randomly walking across campus and I'll walk by one of the like the street lights and it'll either turn like on or off. Like as I walk by,
like Harry
and that
Potter?
Happened to me twice in the last week.
It's kind of creepy,
and it's really weird. And that's been happening for like 2 years now. Yeah. Here.
That's a sign. That's like one of those like astrological things. Yeah. Like I feel like I see like 111 a lot. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg.
Henry. Okay. my high probably just that like the week is over. I'm going into fall break. It's gonna be pretty nice to see my family. I'm excited. My low is when I woke up this morning, went to my 10 a.m. Spanish class, and realized we had an exam that I didn't know about. So I sat there and took a Spanish exam, and I'm not sure how it went, but I was not expecting it. And it threw me off, and I'm still thrown off by it. My Buffalo, weird thing that happened. I was out the other night, and I was just hanging out and some girl comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder and goes, hey, what's your sign? I'm Olivia. And I was just so confused because nobody had ever introduced themselves to me with their sign or asked me. And she wasn't like, oh, hey, like, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. She goes, hey, what's your sign? And this is my name. And it was just threw me off again. It was just very weird moment.
Well, it's weird that she said, what's your sign? And then said her name instead of like, right, what's your sign? No, I'm like a Taurus.
This is my sign. Like, this is like, what's your sign? This is my name. Very weird. Yeah. But we talked about it.
Yeah.
So I gave her my sign. You know, it was whatever. Good. But kind of funny.
Yeah. Greg?
Okay. So I would definitely say my high actually happened this morning. So I was in math class and I asked my professor a question about a certain like calculation he had did. And he stared at the board in silence for like 5 minutes and then couldn't figure it out. And he said, class is canceled. So we got out the 20 minutes early. So I kind of have like a God complex going right now. let's see, the Buffalo of the week?
Yeah.
The Buffalo of the week. This kind of goes into last weekend. I think I told Jill this story already, but I was in Wawa at like midnight last weekend and, this girl came up to me and took my order number and folded it into one of those, I'm not sure what to call it, but like the things we used to make when we were kids.
Fortune teller.
The fortune teller, like foley
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
So now whenever I get an order, I make a little fortune teller thing out of it because I think that's pretty cool. Like it was pretty cool, but it was definitely out of nowhere. As far as my low, I don't know that I had a low other than just trying, like waking up is tough. But I have like...
oh, no, it's supposed to curse. How do I redact
that
it?
You, not us.
But,
cry, yikes.
But like, I don't know, like I have like 11 AMs. And like, or like 9:30 a.m. So like, I could sleep in, which is pretty nice. But yeah, I feel like the week went pretty well.
All right. That's your low. Your low is waking up.
Yeah, low is definitely like the start.
Okay, my high.
Yeah.
My high was on Monday. We had track workout thing, and then we went to lift. And I was like kind of out and in of practice for the past few weeks because of some weird stuff. But I cleaned the yellow plates for the first time, and nobody really knows what that means. Yes, but it's a lot of weight for me, and I'm really proud of myself. I got a good grade on my GIS lab. That's super exciting. My low. I was just so stressed and weird this week. And at one point I was walking with a full bottle of Gatorade and I dropped it and it spilled everywhere and it was really embarrassing. And then I didn't get to drink my Gatorade and then I had a bad workout because of it. Oh, also I deadlifted Amelia. She wanted me to say that. I deadlifted Amelia. And then my Buffalo, two things. One, I was walking with my laundry up the stairs and I dropped a bra. And this weenie little sophomore who's walking down the stairs was like, oh, you dropped something. And then he went to pick it up, but he covered his hand with his sweatshirt. So he didn't have to actually touch it.
Are you serious?
It was so awkward.
That's amazing.
And then the other Buffalo that Ileana knows about because she was there is it was like 2 a.m. the other night. And there were these fucking... Oh, crap. Oh, I can't curse. Oh, my God.
Vulgar.
Oh, God. There were these other sophomores who live in our hall who, like, were running around the hallway. I was just about to go to sleep. I was so frustrated. I was so cozy. I was, like, on the brink of sleeping. And then one of them, like, falls down. And they're all like, oh, did you see Parker just fell down? Oh, yeah. They were out there for, like, 5 minutes. And something came over me. Something weird came over me. And I don't get angry very often. But I got so mad. I jumped out of bed. I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't actually see who it was. And then I opened the door and said, shut the F up, and then slammed the door in their face, and they were really upset about it. But that was weird, because I kind of blacked out, and Ileana said I didn't sound like myself.
But did they talk?
No.
Were they,
they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
So I got a question that goes back a little bit. How does deadlifting someone work?
Oh, Amelia laid on her back with her arms crossed over her chest and her legs out straight and her ankles crossed, and I just grabbed like in between... Like the
you grab like the knee and like
yeah, and then like under her arms and just lifted her up, and I did a little bit of a clean as well.
You cleaned?
Oh. I cleaned her.
Yeah, you had her on your okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you guys can't see that, listeners. I cleaned her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Does anybody else have anything to add?
Music.
Music time.
Music.
Yay! Okay, thanks for listening to us talk again. Bye.
wish I was next to you. So coming down is so wide. Stumble for your bones.
Okay, it's talk time, and does anybody want to introduce what we're going to be talking about?
I guess I can give some background on the... So, my friends the other day told me a story, my Spikeball friends told me a story about a conversation they had where they were asking each other what their favorite cheese was, and one of them thought it was a good idea to say cream cheese, and... I personally take issue with that, and I think a couple of them did as well. Like, I understand that cream cheese might fit the definition of cheese, but the fact that a person could say it's their favorite cheese definitely bothers me a little. Doesn't sit right.
No, it doesn't.
So, does anyone here disagree with me?
No, I don't like cream cheese, but I think that's part of it. Like, I don't think cream cheese is cheese. I don't know what it is.
It's a spread.
Yeah.
But.
Like, what else?
What else falls under spread?
There's like cheese spreads.
It's, and it's, then there's cream it's cheese. It's sort of like more like a cheese
we spread. We have a comment from a listener that he calls it schmear.
Yeah, that's. That.
But like, what else falls under that category?
Just other spreads that you put on things like.
Is peanut butter a spread?
Yeah. Do you spread it on a piece of sandwich? Or do you spread on a piece of bread for a sandwich? Like, yeah, it's the same thing with the cream cheese you like put on a bagel.
I don't like cream cheese, but I like those little cow, you know, those little laughing cow triangles. Oh, yeah, those are fucking good. Oh, crap. Oh, I keep cursing.
Roxanne.
Oh, God.
They are very good. Are those cheese? Do you think those are cheese? I feel like it's a little bit different than cheese.
Cream cheese is different from cheese, but I don't know definitely. Why.
You're not going to find cream cheese at, like, the cheese section.
No.
Right, you're going to find
but what is dairy, what is cream cheese just, like, clarified milk? Like, what is it?
According to Google, it is cheese. It's just, like, I guess made in a different way. So, like, the
zero
like,
salt.
Like, the texture of it is, like, different. But, I don't know. The other thing that we talked about before that I want to bring back up is if someone says their favorite cheese is cream cheese, I feel like that kind of makes me think you're an alien.
You can judge them for anything.
Or a robot. You're like a robot.
A robot. because like
you searched your database.
Yeah, like you searched the internet with just the word cheese and cream cheese came up and like you just said cream cheese.
Yeah.
But like the fact that a person's brain could go from, oh, my favorite cheese is cream cheese, like that's just,
yeah.
I don't know. That's,
I don't think I could respect someone for saying their favorite cheese is cream cheese.
No, it just, it's quite honestly insulting.
Yeah. Speaking of, what are your favorite cheeses? Top three? We go around, top three?
Jill, you start.
So I have cheeses for different occasions.
Okay, elaborate.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna, my favorite cheese isn't the same cheese I'm going to put on a sandwich. Like, I'm not going to go put brie on a regular sandwich if I'm, I mean,
like
I could.
You can only cheese. Have,
like, you,
have you
cheese
can,
and crackers.
Like, you can only have three cheeses for the rest of your life.
Okay, yes. Go.
Three, for example, you're perfect. Going to an island. And you get to pick three cheeses.
I would have to say brie. I like a good pepper jack as well. And a good parmesan. I like to keep classic because they you can pair them with.
Wait, shaved or grated?
For parmesan?
Parm.
Well, I just like a block.
Oh, but like, okay. Well,
like you can do whatever you want.
Oh,
like
okay, yeah. Slice put it on something. Yeah. I like grated because then it melts a little.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. Gregory?
I agree with like the difference in like occasions for cheeses. You know, you need different cheeses for different occasions. I would say if I was making like a breakfast, like a bagel, like that was when I would consider cream cheese. But
we just talked about this.
Island, okay, but if I'm going on island,
you're
going
to bring cream cheese.
If, no, I'm not bringing cream cheese to an island. That is the last thing I'd bring. So I don't know. I think mozzarella, let's see, provolone, and what was the last?
Swiss.
No, the
Gouda,
Pimento, Parmesan. Oh, sorry, Parmesan. All right. I forgot the name.
Yeah,
but yeah, I want to clarify that I do not think cream cheese is worth bringing to an island.
Greg does not think cream cheese.
Okay, but what if you were allowed to bring bagels to the island?
No. We're not talking that. That's next time. Too much.
Okay, so my top three cheeses, definitely brie. And smoked Gouda, and I'm gonna say blue cheese for my last one because that's my all-time favorite cheese.
That's such a mom cheese.
Yeah, that's why I eat it because of my mom.
I feel like I didn't like cheese until I was like 15, but my favorite cheese is like my island. I just didn't like it. My dad used to make me eat cheese by telling me to try and bite it into the shape of a U.S. state. As if that would make me like it more.
Bells or something?
No, like cheddar cheese slices. Oh my favorite cheese is, Greg, did you
remember? I was going to ask what state you would go for.
I did Oklahoma.
Nice.
Panhandle. My favorite cheese is, I really like a good mozzarella. It's so fresh. A nice caprese. White cheddar. I make it with nachos. It's really good. Shut up. And Gouda, because Gouda mac and cheese is so good. Okay.
But if you were going on the island with bagels, would you bring cream
cheese? I don't
put
cream cheese on my bagels.
I would, yes.
Okay, I would also bring
cream
cheese.
I put butter
not because it's a cheese, just
or peanut butter on my bagels.
I would bring cream cheese out of spite, just so I, just so I could throw it into the ocean, show how unimportant it is to me.
And then you sit there with your other two cheeses and you cry. All right. All right, with that, we're going to go back into the music. And then we'll sign back on to say goodbye before the show is over. Thank you, everyone. Okay, we have to do a really quick sign-off because it's 2 p.m., and so everyone's going to have to do a three-word exit. So whenever you're ready, you guys can do your three words.
My three words are going to be sayonara.
Those four syllables. Sweet. Okay, Joel, Henry?
Love my people.
Wow. Powerful. Deep.
Love cream cheese.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Again, thank you for listening, everyone. I hope you have a great day. I love you all. Have a kisses. Okay, bye.